Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to talk about salary equality, otherwise known as equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with a question from someone who inadvertently discovers that she is making significantly less than her coworker who started at the same time and holds the same position.
Uh-oh.
Then we'll address the dilemma managers face when they have to hire people at higher salaries than their current staff because that's what the market is bearing.
This is such a hot topic. Yep. I mean, we've seen a number of situations where employees discover that someone they work with who has similar responsibilities is being paid much more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the discovery itself can be devastating, and then figuring out what do you do afterwards. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
Our new office manager handed me my paycheck as usual last week. I opened the envelope and saw a figure significantly higher than I'm used to. At first, I thought it might be a bonus or a raise. When I took the check out of the envelope, I realized it was addressed to my male coworker who started working here at the same time that I did and who I thought was making comparable pay. I find this particularly upsetting because I am a female and a person of color, and he is not. What do I do?
Well, catch your breath.
Yeah.
Number one, I can imagine how devastating that was to think that's your paycheck. I mean, I cannot believe the office manager made that mistake. That's pretty significant. But anyway, I mean, what I would do is I would address it. That's what I would do. I would take a photo. I actually have to give the guy his check. Or give it back to the office manager, maybe not, and let her know or him know that this was
a big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I take a photo of it and then go talk to your manager or HR. Depending, I don't know what kind of organization this is, but I would absolutely say this is not something I was looking for. I didn't ask about it. I wasn't interested. But this is how I found out.
Right.
And what are you going to do about it? This is unacceptable. And, you know, you may have to leave.
You may.
You may, only because that tells you a lot about how they think, the organization.
Uh-huh. Right. You're finding out some not good things about their culture.
Right. I don't even know what to call it. Bias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So unfortunate. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. I mean, I think the thing that's the toughest part is that first realization of what's going on here, because it feels like a total betrayal.
Yeah.
But it's like a betrayal that you didn't even know existed except for this mistake that this manager made. So it's very, I think it's very painful, honestly, emotionally. It would feel like a sucker punch, is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Punch to the gut. And it may take you a little while internally to collect yourself before going and saying anything.
Yeah, I would be super angry. So you may want to just go talk, get some emotional support, whether that's a good friend or a therapist or somebody that you know. But until you seek advice, you have to get to a place of, okay, I can handle this now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so
you don't want to walk in there angry.
No.
Right. You want to walk in there with power, actually, because there's a lot of power in what just happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you want to use the facts and the actual, you know, inequity that is going on in the organization, because you can expose them for that. So you want to be in a place where you can talk, where they can hear you.
Yeah.
People
don't
hear anger. They don't want to hear anger, so they wouldn't hear you as well.
Yeah, I actually really like that idea you said of seeking counsel, but maybe even legal counsel to say what are my rights in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love, there's a thing that we will often there's a thing we often recommend, which is to strike when the iron is cool.
Right.
So in other words, you want to be cool, calm, and collected, and that may take a little while, and it may involve talking to others. It may involve, like we always talk about, exercising, running the marathon. It'll take some time to get to the right place. But in the meantime, you can do your homework.
Yeah, but you do immediately have to take it to the office manager because you want to get your paycheck. Somebody got your paycheck. Maybe he got it and saw, which would be very interesting if he knew what had happened or someone else opened it and saw. So that could be interesting. He might be willing to fight with you.
Yes.
He's a nice person.
That's a good point.
And the office manager may have to go and tell your manager, I made a big mistake. So there's other people involved here that may do some of the
the office
dirty
manager
work.
May be looking for a new job very soon.
Might get a question next week.
I mean, is the office manager going to have to own up to this to somebody?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To the payroll clerk, to somebody.
Oh.
And then that's going to escalate.
Big trouble.
Yeah, it's going to go somewhere. So, you know, you're not alone in this.
That's right. Well, I think in so many ways, you're not alone in this, in that, you know, this kind of thing of people being offered and actually, honestly, I think feeling entitled or fighting for a certain level of salary, depending on your background, your ethnicity, your age, your gender, all those things, you know, people come out with very different deals through that interviewing. And I know you help so many people with this, Kathy, when they're negotiating salary, but you can come out with very different deals without even realizing it because you don't know what you're allowed to ask for.
Yeah, and I think typically men ask for more than women. I mean, there's all kinds of statistics on that. Although I have some female clients who have no problem asking for the money, so, and I want more to be that way.
Yeah.
But still, you don't know what you're up against. You don't know what others are making. I mean, you can, you know, go on salary.com and get some idea, but, you know, There's a bigger picture here, I think. It's not just about
the salary.
Yeah, sure. There's something
it's a lot to do with value, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some perceived value that you're worth less in this organization. So there's something bigger here that you have to find out whether this is a good fit for you or not.
Yeah.
And this was just a tip of the iceberg. You know, maybe you will never have any mobility upward in this organization because they don't value you as much as they might value a man. So there's a lot here to unpack, I think, at your present job. But this has to be addressed. I would not say, oh, I made a mistake and hide it.
No.
Okay, good. We're all in agreement on that.
Well, because I can't imagine how you could keep showing up to work without discussing it in some
Well, I have seen people that feel insecure that if they make waves, they may lose their job.
Yeah.
So they don't.
Right.
And they may get pushback from HR, you know, that this is not, don't fight. Now, we are going to give you a raise. We are going to give you, you know, a promotion, and then that never comes. I mean, I've seen all kinds of tactics that company use. I mean, look, there's so many lawsuits right now about inequity in pay.
Oh, yeah.
That it's because they don't, you know, not all companies will address it or do anything about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
But that's why I think it's important to have your own counsel.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to go out into this alone, I don't think. I mean, like you said, you do want to go immediately to the office manager, but you don't want to stage this fight if it becomes that on your own.
Right.
You want to know what your rights are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's just move on. We'll look at a similar issue from the manager's perspective. What do you do when you have to hire people at higher salaries and with greater benefits than your current staff? Because that's what the market is bearing. And we're in a market like that right now. And it happens traditionally. You know, it may be a technical job. It may be, you know, something that requires certain degrees or certain experience, and you got people at a different time in the economy, the staff that you have, so they're earning less and they move up, but they don't move up to a bigger salary. You know, how do you handle that?
Yeah.
Dealing with a lot of managers, you know, depending on who you work for, in private companies, you can hire them at a higher salary and hope nobody knows, and, you know, or you can, if it's a public company, it's public knowledge.
Right.
So it's a little bit more difficult, but it's a reality of the economy, actually. It's not even a reality of who you are as a boss. But to get the best talent, sometimes that's the way it is. So what you can do is start giving other people raises and bring them up and give them promotions. And, you know, you want to be a fair boss, and you know, pay inequality is a big issue. So, but it may not be like everybody goes up immediately. You know, it might just be a 1 or 2 year
So, Kathy, I'm curious because you are so gifted at being straightforward and talking about things as they're happening. Does a manager, if a staff member comes up to them and asks about this, mm-hmm. How does the manager respond? Do they say simply, this is what the market will bear, we have to do this?
Well, I think they can say that we're in a tight job market right now and we wanted the best. I know you want your coworkers to be really good, and that's what we had to do. And we're in the process of looking at how we're going to bring the rest of you up.
Yeah.
So this isn't an indictment on any of you. This is, you know, what we thought was best for the company.
Yeah.
And you know, we're working on it. Uh-huh. And it's true. You do have to work on it if you can. I mean, if you can't afford to bring in people at a higher rate, then you're just not going to be able to get those people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say you could, this is again also a cultural issue, right? Because you could have someone above you who's insisting that you bring in this high level person and pay them significantly more. Mm-hmm. Or high level, say, in certain skill set, you may not fully agree with it, but you have to do it.
Right.
And you may also not be in a position where you can give everyone bump up their salaries, depending on the culture, right? Depending on the management.
Yeah, this is a big business decision that has to be made,
yeah.
You know, between whoever this manager is and their boss and potentially the CFO and maybe even the president of the organization. You know, what do we do now?
Yeah.
This is a really good candidate. This will... you know, change the dynamics in the department. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And come up with a collective response on how you're going to handle it. But you do have to handle it. You can't just say, okay, this person's going to make this amount
right.
and no one will ever find out. They will. They will. So
they will. The truth
yes, they will.
Comes out.
But, you know, I do want to say one truth about the workplace, and that is many times if you start low, you stay low.
You, right.
Right. You know, you only get raises, you know, they're not as substantial as when you do a job change.
Right. And we've talked about that too, even when we were talking about counter offers, that sometimes people seek other jobs so that their current employer will offer significantly more money.
That's right. So there's that. But also, you know, sometimes that is how you get the bigger raises.
Mm-hmm. It's just
leave and get another job.
Yeah, find an opportunity.
You're not
where
allowed
they
value to ask. At least this is New York State now. I don't know what it is across the country, but you're not allowed to ask somebody's current salary anymore. And that was done by our current mayor because specifically for women, because if they said what they were earning, then they would continue to stay low.
Right.
So you're not allowed to ask that. So you're going to get market value, what the market is saying that job deserves. So I hate to say that, but sometimes you have to do that. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes I have clients that give big raises, that give a $10,000, $20,000 raise. If somebody is underpaid and they really are valued and they don't want them to leave.
Yeah.
So it's very individual.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And it really has to do with the manager and the culture and what they're willing to do, their sense of fairness.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's a very big issue on the table right now in companies looking at pay equity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we're not there yet. We're in the process of getting there.
But always interesting to consider.
But at least we're getting there.
We are getting there.
There was a time when we weren't there.
That's right.
And we really are now.
That's right.
So that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, and I know you do, tweet us at AskK2. Follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, My Crazy Office at 228-28.
And finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.